All right, welcome into On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. And we'll be with you here every Thursday night at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. Sean, last week we talked about the marathon experience. This week, the sports injury side of things. You made the call with us on Tuesday during the big show. And one of the topics that we discussed was having that injury early. There's really nothing that you can do. If you're an athlete or you're in a training program, you're going to sustain an injury at some point in time.
It is almost inevitable. When you tackle that sports, that fitness routine, you're going to have some injuries. You're going to tweak some things. And we've talked so much about the importance of having a good training partner in your corner. And it's almost as important to have someone who is very knowledgeable about sports injury, right there, accessible for you to learn about what's going on with your body. And especially as I age, it happens more and more and more. And today we have with us a special treat. We have Dr. Chris Barnes with us today. He is a sports chiropractor here in town. Chris was a football standout here at Tulsa Union, played on through NEO and TU, and he understands sports injury. I go to him all the time and talk about different things with people. And Chris Barnes, welcome into the program today.
Thanks, guys.
And Chris, just talk a little bit about your background and what made you want to get into chiropractic.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned it, but sports injuries is why I got into it. Played, you know, like I said, high school and college football can take a toll on your body. And I had repetitive stress injuries over and over again. And, you know, there wasn't really anybody who could tell me why I kept getting hurt. And it was very frustrating. So it almost set me kind of on a quest to learn the most that I could about these injuries I kept having and to be able to give people the right answers to why they kept getting hurt. But one quick story was, if anybody's ever had a strain growing or hip flexor muscle, that can absolutely derail you for a marathon or any sort of activity. And I was at Tulsa Union. We were close to the playoffs. And I sustained one of these guys. And for 2 or 3 weeks, the training staff sent me everywhere. We did every modality there was. I saw physical therapists. I saw my chiropractor. I saw my medical doctor. I saw massage therapists, everybody. And nobody could make a dent in this thing. But then a gentleman by the name of Michael Peterson, who brought active release technique to Tulsa, whose son was playing at Union, he saw me. He said he thought he could help me. He laid me down in the training room and gave me 5 minutes of the most grueling soft tissue therapy I'd ever had. I got up and I walked, and you might as well have heard the Hallelujah Choir. And I ran around the football field without pain for the first time in weeks. I started crying just because I was so overjoyed, and I said, this is what I want to do.
That's a great story. And Chris, there are so many types of chiropractors out there. And can you talk a little bit about kind of the stereotype about once you go to a chiropractor, you always have to go? And really, what is your specialty?
Sure. Well, there are lots of different chiropractors. Just like doctors, there's specialties. There's doctors who only treat babies. There's doctors who deal with, things like allergies. There's chiropractors who deal with only the elderly, people who use only an instrument to manipulate. They don't even use their hands. There's all kinds of stuff out there. The typical stereotype is that, you know, once you go, the doctor's going to see you forever. That is partially true. There is a sect in our profession that unfortunately has come in, and whether it's due to lack of knowledge or for monetary reasons, that they have said that you should just keep coming back. And it's based on a philosophy that is not held up by science. It's not something that I buy into. And literally, if you address the actual problem, which could be posture-related deal, it could be something in your work, it could be something, if you actually get that out of the way, you don't have to keep coming back. But the research does show that people who do go to a chiropractor, they just really like going, so they do keep coming back. As far as my specialty, I am a sports chiropractor. Because of, like I said, the trauma that my body went through in college, I didn't want anybody else to have to deal with that. And so I have an extra 500-600 hours in education, literally making me a specialist for your sports-related injuries.
And the name of your practice, Tensegrity Chiropractic, tell us what that means and why did you choose that name?
Okay, that's a word you probably never heard before. I kind of made up the actual definition. But it's a concept in architecture and biology where a balance of tension and compression forces result in maximum efficiency and economy. There's these things called tensegrity structures. You've probably seen one, you just didn't know it, but it's an amazing sight to see these rods balanced by ropes with no actual bolts or anything attaching them. It's literally a work of art in how there's balance. And the same thing applies in our bodies, where some sort of soft tissue dysfunction, a tight calf, a tight quad, can literally cause pain somewhere else, throw the entire kinetic chain out of whack, put a hitch in your giddy up, if you will. And that's my specialty, is finding out what that is and treating that tensegrity. So it's really kind of a fancy word for balance, but it's that we see the same concept in nature. We even see it in the universe, literally the balance of tension forces and compression forces that keep everything in order. So it kind of sums up what I do.
Thank you. And great information today. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Dr. Barnes. We're going to talk about running and endurance sports injuries.
The Buzz.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitting post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hogue have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
The Buzz Sports Network, powered by fans.
All right, welcome back into On Your Mark. We're here every Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. I am Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine, and we're here with Dr. Barnes today, and he's told us a little bit about what he specializes in as a sports chiropractor. And Dr. Barnes, because of that, you see primarily runners and cyclists and triathletes and all kinds of athletes, really. But tell us, what are your primary treatments? And just tell us a little bit about them.
Okay, well, I'll get to the treatments in a second. The main difference in me as opposed to most doctors is my approach to how I assess a patient. Let's say you have a hamstring pull and you go into your doctor's office. 99% of those doctors out there are going to go right to the hamstring and take a look at it. And the hamstring is usually the last thing that I would look at. I'm going to start from the ground up. I'm going to do a gait analysis. I'm going to do a posture analysis. I'm going to do an actual muscle length assessment to see if your muscles are too tight, too short. I'm going to do all these things so I can find out why you actually keep having that hamstring issue. And I am going to treat the actual spot of pain because that's what you come in for. But I'm going to see if I can fix why you keep having that hamstring flare up. As far as techniques go, I am a chiropractor. I traditionally still use manipulation, which is what we're most famous for. But I am specialize in active release techniques, which is pretty famous in the Tulsa area if you've been running for any amount of time. Grasson techniques, where we use the metal tools. The best treatment tool that I have is a technique called Factor. And it's basically active release plus Grasson on steroids. And it literally is the absolute most effective treatment there is out there for soft tissue injuries. But it does come at a price. It can be kind of painful. So, but typically the people that come to see me, they love pain anyway, so they don't mind it. And then I do spend a lot with, McKinsey techniques, which is a physical therapy. If you've ever been a physical therapist, you'd be familiar with that technique for disc injuries. I do a lot with nerve entrapment injuries. I do a lot of rehab, and by a lot of rehab, I don't mean that I give you 26 exercises that you're never going to do, but I do find the one or two that you actually will do, and that's why we're really effective at that. I do kinesio taping. I do very advanced taping, beyond kinesio taping, which is nothing short of amazing. And then I do a lot of nutrition advice, posture stuff, because posture is so huge, and ergonomic stuff for people who, you know, sit at a desk all day.
And there's a question I know you get a lot from runners. Should I stretch before or after a run, or both?
Okay, that is the question of the hour. Actually, there is some pretty good research that shows that if you do your typical stretch and hold static stretching before a run, that you're actually more likely to hurt yourself because you lose the elasticity or the springiness of the muscles. You're better off sticking with just a light warm-up with the slow ballistic, which is kind of a moving in and out of type stretch that got a lot of bad press back in the day, but it actually is good if you do it controlled. But anything is better than going and doing a very long stretch and going out for a run. The gold standard would be to find out if maybe you actually have something that's very tight, say it's your quadriceps, focusing on doing a little bit of a warm-up there to balance you out and then go for your run. And then if you want to do your static stretch or your stretch and hold, do that afterwards.
And we were talking a little bit before the show. Is pronation a bad thing?
Pronation is not a bad thing. Arguably, it's the most important movement for any athlete because it sets up what we call the kinetic chain, or how it works all the way up to your shoulders, to your neck, everything. So now too much pronation is a bad thing. There's two types of pronation. Typically, the only one you ever hear of is midfoot pronation. That's your arch collapsing. But there's actually another one that's even more important. But the biggest deal is controlling that pronation to make sure that it's just the right amount, not too much or not enough. If you don't have enough, you literally will tear up your knees and you'll tear up your low back. And likewise, if you have too much, it's the same thing. So it really is about a very fine balance.
Right. And something that was really interesting to me, you mentioned that why are females more at risk for certain injuries such as ACL tears?
Okay, there's a couple things working against females. Typically, the most commonly cited is the Q angle. That's the wide set hips, which puts the knees kind of at a disadvantage. Actually, the thing that I see the most that I think is one of the biggest contributors is one is weakness in the glute muscles, which that would be your hind end. And also, a lot of women are born with hip deformities. Literally, the neck of their hip and the actual femur bone, which is the long bone, have deformities the way they're twisted from either birth or how they develop. And that sets you up for a huge disadvantage at your knees. And also some flat feet is something else I would cite. Some evidence shows that even the menstrual cycle can decrease collagen synthesis, which strengthens the joint. So that's another thing. But I really, truly believe that every young female athlete should be screened out for ACL problems before she starts any kind of sport. Doesn't matter if it's contact or non-contact, because most of these injuries are non-contact.
All right. We're going to take another quick break here. Come back. We're going to talk about a little bit about some strength training. We're with Dr. Chris Barnes today on Your Mark. I am Sean Call with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine.
The Buzz.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesio taping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
The Buzz.
All right, welcome back to the program. It is On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. And our special guest this evening is Dr. Barnes. We've so far throughout the program discussed not only how to keep yourself motivated and having that partner, but kind of giving you a background from Dr. Barnes and also some sports injury related questions such as running and endurance sports. And Sean, in this segment we want to dive into something that I know that you've talked about several times on the program so far, and that's strength training.
Yeah, Chris and I both have a little bit of background in strength training, and I really dove in when I was a freshman in college. My baseball coach recognized that I was a little bit underweight to hit the ball with any authority. I was slapping the ball around the field, and he told me to go into the cafeteria and sit for an hour and a half and eat, and that was the easy part. But and get in the weight room and hit it hard. And so from that time on, it's just become a hobby of mine. I enjoy it, even though I don't have as much time as I used to dedicate to it. But it's a blast, and I enjoy learning about it. But Dr. Barnes has an incredible background in strength training. He used to live in the gym, I think. But he's going to tell us, Dr. Barnes, tell us about your background, especially I want to hear about some of those records that you hold.
Well, it started when I was 13. My brother got a workout set for his birthday, and he never used it, so I just kind of pulled it into my room and took it over. But yeah, I started lifting from a young age, and I worked all the pretty muscles, you know, the curlies for the girlies, as we call it, and made all the mistakes that young boys make. And before I was 15 years old, I was benching over 300 pounds. I hit real close to 500 in college my freshman year, right before my shoulders gave out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Probably the most impressive, at 225 pounds, I was able to squat close to 900. I think it was 870, 875, if that serves me right. But I was having a lot of problems with my back at that point, so I just kind of realized I shouldn't lift that heavy. But yeah, most of my lifting was literally due to football, and that's where most of my strength training background came from. My most impressive lift, at least for me, was the 225-pound bench press rep test, where you bench it as many times as you can. And one time I did hit 40, so that's probably my claim to fame.
And what as a chiropractor, what are some of the most common strength training injuries that you see?
Let's see, we've got shoulders, and we got more shoulders. And it's typically the guys, usually men in the gym who live on the bench press, whose shoulders are rolled forward so much that they're basically touching. These are the guys that are going to get what we call shoulder impingement syndrome. And it literally is an imbalance or a loss of that tensegrity we talked about, where they haven't worked the antagonist muscles, which would be the ones between the shoulder blades. So there's no balance, and they set themselves up for really rotator cuff tears and a lot of problems. Also, disc herniations, which is with little paddings between your low back. Those can be a big issue, especially with people who do good mornings and they kind of bend their low back, or people that, you know, do a lot of exercises that are really not good for the low back. So that's something else we see. And then knee problems, obviously, is another one with people who live on, like, the knee extension machines. They're having a lot of patellar issues.
And a lot of doctors claim to, quote, treat the cause. What is your stance on that statement?
Well, as far as our profession goes, in comparison to, you know, the medical model where you take pain medication, which pretty much for the most part just covers the symptoms, chiropractors do come a little closer to treating the cause. And even some sports chiropractors state that they treat the cause, but they're literally treating, you know, the scar tissue or the buildup in the IT band, something like that, which is actually a symptom itself. The actual cause is typically something biomechanical in nature, like poor posture is a huge one. Maybe they've got one leg that's quite a bit shorter than the other. A first toe, a big toe that doesn't move, tight quadriceps, anything like this. And these can be stemming from work, sitting too long, you know, an imbalance in your training, like we talked about, the guy that bench presses too much and does nothing else. You know, that's the real cause, not the damage that was left behind by it. You know, most of the time, treating the cause is actually changing something like a person's workstation or making them take a break every hour. Diet is also huge. A person's diet could literally be causing them the pain.
And something I'm guilty of is trying to self-treat my injuries. Can you give us an example of patient self-care going wrong?
Yeah, I get this one nearly every day. Oh, my hamstring hurts, Dr. Barnes, and it's so tight, so I have to keep stretching it. And I'll say, okay, well, can you touch the floor? And you know what? Their palms lay flat on the floor. And it's not that they're tight, but your body is saying that they're tight. And so, you know, people tell you to listen to your body. This is actually a case where you want to tell that hammy, you know, shut up. Stop telling me I need to stretch you. A lot of times the muscle itself is weak and long, and you actually need to stretch the antagonist, which would be the quadricep. That's why a lot of people continually have hamstring pulls, because they keep stretching it even though it's not tight. It just feels like it's tight.
All right. Such great insight today. We're going to have Dr. Chris Barnes here one more segment today. This is On Your Mark every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. on The Buzz. I am Sean Call, publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. We'll be right back.
The Buzz.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
All right, welcome back to On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call. Don't forget that not only are we here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz every Thursday night at 6:30, but you can also catch us online at buzztulsa.com. You can stream all across the state of Oklahoma. And Sean, you can also go back on the front page there of the website on buzztulsa.com, click on the podcast link, and if you've missed any of the episodes so far this year, you can go back and listen to all those.
That's right. We've talked about motivation. We've talked about the marathon experience today, sports injuries. Dr. Chris Barnes is with us. And I forgot to mention, Dr. Barnes is also one of the main event photographers in Tulsa, and he shoots a lot of photography for us, just really creative. Best I've seen around, and you can look at our magazine and see full spreads of his photos as well. We talk so much about fitness on the show and how it affects all areas of our lives, and Dr. Barnes is one of the most positive people that I know, and he just has a great amount of joy in his life, and I know that comes from his faith. Chris and I both were leaders in our respective college chapters of an organization called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And the organization really challenges coaches, professional athletes, athletes, amateur athletes, athletes of all abilities to have that Christian impact on their world. And we can draw such great parallels between the athlete's life and the Christian life. There's discipline, joy, camaraderie, and especially there's victory. Athletes have such a platform, Dr. Barnes, and I just get so motivated when I see a professional athlete, you know, win a championship or do something incredible and then immediately, you know, deflect the glory to God. But tell us briefly about what your involvement looked like in college through the FCA.
Well, fortunately, I've been a part of FCA since I was 12 years old. When I was playing football at NEO and also at Tulsa, I had the opportunity to be on the leadership group with some good guys like, you know, James Killian, Caleb Blankenship, Paul Smith, just to name a few. But primarily, my involvement with FCA has been actually as a huddle leader with summer camps for junior high and high schoolers from really 1999 till, you know, about 2007 when I left for chiropractic school.
And Chris, FCA teaches us just like, you know, physical growth demands physical exercise, spiritual growth demands spiritual exercise. What are some specific things that you did as a huddle leader to emphasize that?
You know, as far as FCA goes, I mean, I think surrounding yourself with just like in training, surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded, who are positive, that will keep you motivated, keep you accountable, was huge. As far as personally, though, you know, the most important thing I think for anybody wanting to grow would be to find a good, you know, Bible-based church with a great Bible teacher and to dig in the Word, because, I mean, you truly are what you read.
And we talk so much about motivation on the show again, and how does your faith and how does the influence of FCA play a role in the motivation in sports that you play, and furthermore, of course, your profession like we talk about today?
Actually, there's a Latin phrase stamped inside my wedding band that my wife had made that simply reads "Sola Deo Gloria," which means "to the glory of God alone." It means that when I strapped on my football helmet in high school or college, when I mount up on my bike, or when I'm hitting the running trail, I'm doing it in such a way that it brings joy to my Heavenly Father. I do not run or compete for my own glory, but I do it to thank the one who gave me the gift of life and the ability to do what I do every day. You know, you don't have to share the same worldview or beliefs that I have, but when you come into my office and you see the way I treat patients, you see the way I listen to them, you see the passion that I pour into every treatment, and you see that my ethics and motives are unquestionable, you might just say to yourself, wow, this guy really stands for something special. But, you know, more simply put, all of the things my patients really like about me are literally derived from my personal beliefs.
That's great. And I can always think back to my college days, and some of the best memories are the FCA groups that we would have, the fun that we would have. We would see, you know, a 6'7" basketball player trying to put on a frozen T-shirt or just run around and just be silly with each other. But those are some of the great memories. And I wanted to ask you, what is the funnest memory you got from being involved in the FCA in college?
Well, Sean, of all the questions you've asked me here today, this is by far the easiest and the most fun one I've got to answer. I met my wife through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at a summer camp at the University of Oklahoma. The next year, I literally proposed to her in front of the entire camp. It was about 500 kids and a bunch of people that I didn't even know. It was videotaped, and you know, it's kind of taken the internet by storm. You know, we were actually voted the best proposal on the internet by a major jewelry maker, and we won a trip to Hawaii this last year. So that's easily the best FCA moment for me, and one that will live on infamously for a lot of Oklahomans and people around the world who've seen that video.
That's great. And Dr. Barnes, we are so glad that you came in studio today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for all the great information.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we wanted to remind everyone about the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon this Saturday morning downtown. Route 66 Quarter Marathon, there's the 5K fun run. There's also the double run, the 5K followed by the quarter marathon. Great post-race party by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Also, I want to remind everyone to visit OKSportsAndFitness.com, a comprehensive event calendar, all events throughout the state and the region. And then also, you're going to see some of Dr. Barnes' photo galleries on there, as well as videos that we've produced. Don't forget to join us every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. on 1430 The Buzz for On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. For Jeremy Poplin, this is Sean Call saying good night. Start it up, turn it on, we can ride this storm. A grip of hope in our hands for the coming dawn.
The Buzz.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active releasing Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.